This week on Inside the FLX, we go one-on-one with the candidates for Seneca Falls Supervisor, the at-large positions that serve on the Seneca County Board of Supervisors but don't work on town government. From FL1 News, this is episode 196 of Inside the FLX. Today we're catching up with the Republicans running for county supervisor in Seneca Falls. Earlier in the fall, the Democrats Rachel Weil and Sue Savageau were in studio. That episode is online now and available at fingerlakes1.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. In part one of today's episode, though, you're going to hear from Republican Ralph Lott. In part two, you'll hear from Paul Kronewetter. Both are incumbents who have served on the county for 2 years and are very focused in their approach and how they govern in Seneca. Before we get to that conversation, though, I'd like to say thank you to the thousands who are listening to these episodes every week. It means a lot, but we have a couple quick favors to ask you after you're finished listening. First, rate and review the podcast if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or using an iPhone to listen. The show is available on Spotify, YouTube, Anchor, and of course the TuneIn radio app. You can follow us on all of those platforms so you never miss another episode. Second, if you can, visit our new Patreon account and become a monthly subscriber to fingerlakes1.com. There aren't any paywalls or subscription requirements here on fingerlakes1.com, but becoming a monthly supporter means that programming like this will continue without interruption into the next year. The whole team who works on this show and everything else at fingerlakes1.com thanks you for your support. Visit patreon.com/FL1 to learn more. All right, quick break, and then my conversation with Ralph Lott. Today's episode is brought to you by Herman Brothers Furniture Store. Tired of the big box approach to furniture shopping? Stomp in to Herman Brothers Store located in downtown Lyons and see how they've been doing it since 1945. Herman Brothers carries one of the largest selections of furniture, appliances, and mattresses between Rochester and Syracuse. And even better, Herman Brothers services all of the furniture and appliances they sell. It's the honesty, integrity, and reliability that they've been delivering for 74 years. Stop in, shop online, or give Herman Brothers a call to learn more about their low prices, free layaway, interest-free financing, and no credit needed financing. They even offer same-day or next-day delivery in most cases. Visit HermanBrothersLyons.com or call 315-946-4831 today. Get into the second half. But first question, obviously, why are you running for re-election? Probably the easiest one for you to answer all day.
Yeah, I'm the only representative on the board that represents agriculture as a farmer, and I think agriculture needs a voice. So that's what I do.
And it's interesting. Before we came on here, we were having quite a little discussion about how difficult it is for some farmers to feel represented, even in very rural communities like Seneca County is. Looking historically and then looking at what you've been able to accomplish in the last couple of years, does it feel like you're making progress on that front, or does it feel like sort of the day-to-day battle is still very real and it's hard to find that voice for those folks?
It's hard because a lot of the farmers just want to do their thing. They want to farm their ground. They don't want influence from the government or anybody else. So they don't often tell people what their problems are, unless it's a big problem. Mm-hmm. So I feel we're making progress. It's slowly, but we're making it.
When you look at your time on the board over these first 2 years, what stands out to you as some of the things that feel like bigger wins, as far as when you look back and then look forward?
We went through some problems there the first year with our county manager and the finance board, which have been in the news here lately. I don't know anything about those things really, but I did know the county manager from a previous life that I had. He worked at a place where I delivered my soybeans for a while. So we've made great strides. The new county manager, I think, is very knowledgeable. He'd been in the county before, and he's doing a great job. But it just takes a while to clean up some of the problems we've had. But I feel that's the biggest thing. We're in the right direction now. We seem to be going very good. The board seems to be getting along better than I ever saw it since I was on there. So I think that's a real plus.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because that does seem to be one of the One of the issues, transparency, some folks feel like the board needs to be more transparent, or at least be a little more open to discussion when it comes to constituents and taxpayers. What's your feeling on that versus just the operational efficiency that you've seen gained in the last couple of years?
I think the board could be a lot more open. I wish more people would come to the supervisors' meetings, even the committee meetings where there's more discussion. You know, people seem to just, unless they have a problem, they don't seem to have an interest in it. But the board does need to be more open. I don't know how you go about that. You know, it's just people should come to the meetings. That's the best thing. Come to the meetings, see what the input is, and then ask questions.
Now, I'm chuckling over here because I know how long those committee meetings can
get.
Yes,
yes.
Is that one, it's been an issue that has been discussed before. Should the committee sessions be broken up, or should they be made shorter somehow? Because some of those meetings can turn into marathon sessions, 3+ hours, 4 hours sometimes. There was an effort made a couple of years ago to reduce the number of committees. The idea behind that was that there would be some efficiencies gained.
Yep.
Has that panned out, or do you think there could be more done to maybe speed things up, keep the dialogue going, of course, but also speed things up for those who might want to come out to a meeting but maybe not want to sit through a 4.5 hour journey?
I know that's a problem, but I do like the fact that we have them all in one night. That way the rest of us that aren't on a certain committee can at least be there and listen to what the input is. We sort of understand. We're not caught blind when we come to a full board meeting and have to vote on something. So I do like that. And I just don't know how to shorten them up unless we went to two nights. You know, we did something different like that. We have a second night. But I think it's good to have all the input, and it's a shame they take as long, but maybe it's something that just needs to be, and grit your teeth and bear it. So.
When you look back at your first term, I want to talk a little bit here shortly about what you'd like to accomplish in the next 2 years. But when you look back at the last 2 years, what were a couple of the big lessons learned that maybe you hadn't really given much thought to before being elected?
The biggest thing is water and sewer. You know, I didn't know how big a problem that was in the county, and it's just been a struggle for me to try to understand it, because I mean, our farm has city water. My house does not. I have a well water there. But to understand sewer, it's just seems like it's beyond me sometimes. I try to go to as many meetings as I can to learn about it, but it's a huge problem for this county, and it's not something we can just ignore, because DEC and the state's going to step in and make us do certain things, and it can cost millions of dollars. And I feel I've learned some stuff, but boy, there's still a lot I have to learn about that, and a lot of the other supervisors too. I believe there's some people that have some real good input, and I'm not sure all of them are going to get reelected this fall. So it's a shame, because it's a huge learning curve about this water and sewer.
Some residents have been a little more vocally critical of even the county's employees who are working on the water and sewer issue that you mentioned, and that it's certainly not new. These complaints, these concerns, they have been voiced for years. But you mentioned the sort of largeness and scale of the issue itself for the Board of Supervisors. Do you think that translates to the county too, which obviously is rural, doesn't have a ton of resources, population shifting, moving out, getting smaller, that sort of thing? Does it make it difficult for a county like Seneca to really maybe go at this problem full force like they could if resources were a little better?
Yep, I agree with that 100%. This county being long like it is, it's a long ways from people. There's always a north-south problem. And then we have the lakes, so we have to worry about contaminating the lakes. We have to be careful with that. That's something that a lot of people get drinking water from, those lakes. And we have to do a good job on it, and there's always the north-south problem. As much as people want to see that go away, it doesn't seem to, because it's so rural in the south end of the county, and then we have the towns up here. It's a big, big deal.
How can... One of the things that I saw pop up in an editorial from the South End a couple weeks ago, ahead of your guys' meeting in South Seneca in Ovid, was that perhaps the Board of Supervisors should meet more frequently in the southern end of the county to sort of bridge that gap. But it seems to be more economically driven than it is necessarily government representation. It seems like the South End is well represented.
Yep.
So I guess when you think about that north-south divide and maybe some of the ways that the supervisors can help that issue maybe be not as bad. What are some of the things that you think of that maybe might work in the next 2, 3, 4 years?
I don't have the answer for that. I don't know. I don't know how the people down there. I mean, we had our last board meeting was at the Three Bears there, mm-hmm. yep. and we had great turnout. I think there was more people at that meeting, just citizens that came to listen to us, yep. than what we get when we're in Waterloo. So maybe if we did 3 or 4 more meetings down there, maybe they would have more input into it. But that's a tough road to get people to come out and voice their opinions where they want something done is hard, especially the people maybe in the South End where they're used to letting their representatives represent them, and sometimes that doesn't work the best.
And a lot of times when we talk about the South End of the county, we talk about infrastructure down there or the lack of infrastructure, water, sewer, of course, big issues for the whole county,
yep.
But frequently viewed as one of the things that perhaps the county could step up and do a little more for in terms of laying the groundwork for the communities at the South End to develop further so that the whole county can grow and not just sort of the major corridors at the North End. Is that something that you would support or you think that could potentially benefit the whole county if the South End were really focused on and grown?
I think so. My biggest fear, though, all along is that this county is turning into a bedroom community, that we're not really too interested in businesses coming in. We're more interested in tourism. And I'm not sure that's good for the tax base or even good for the people that live here. There's a lot of people that aren't connected to the wineries and the other things of tourism. We have enough roads to get tourists in to see the wineries and other tourism events we do here. But as far as that creating jobs, I'm not sure that tourism creates a lot of really high-paying jobs that we need, and that maybe there's a lot of people that don't want those better-paying jobs here. They like the community the way it is, and they're satisfied with things the way it is, and it's different.
When you look at economic development efforts, whether it be the IDA, whether it be the Chamber of Commerce, whether it be the Board of Supervisors and their actions sort of month to month and how it impacts that, is there more that the county can do? Because, you know, every time these elections come around, we hear plenty of voters and plenty of taxpayers who weigh supervisors' success or failure based solely on whether a big employer came. And frankly, over the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years, it just hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
Is seeking out those big businesses or those big employers kind of foolish at this point? Does the focus need to fall more back on the small businesses, the ones that are just starting out or the ones who have been struggling and grinding along for 10, 15, 20 years?
Yep. I think we need to concentrate on 10 to 15 job businesses because I don't see the future in big businesses. I mean, we've got Earl Martin trying to go into the depot. He's going to create jobs there maybe from 50 to 100 people. But there's always a small group that doesn't want it in their backyard. And I'm not sure where these people are coming from, but I saw, I think it was in the paper last night, where they're asking for more assurances that there won't be pollution. Well, we all get in our vehicles every day and travel someplace, and there's more chance of us having an accident on the road and getting killed than we're ever going to get polluted from the lakes or from his business there. So I think we need to keep it small. 10, 15, we can manage them pretty well, but it's still a big chore to get even small businesses like that to locate here in Seneca County. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of electricity in the South End for jobs to mm-hmm. do a business down there. The roads, I think, are fine. I don't think we really have a problem with roads that way, but there's no railroad to the South End if somebody needed railroad delivery or something like that. So it could be tough, but, you know, to partner with some of the electric companies and things like that is tough. I don't think they have a lot of money to expand their systems right now. So,
mm-hmm. And of course, energy costs. Just recently I saw a couple headlines where energy costs in New York State are higher than most other states.
Yep.
And generally speaking, you talk to business owners, the cost of doing business in New York State is really, really hard, or it's really high, and it makes it very difficult to do business. What is the Board of Supervisors' role? Obviously, you guys have passed resolutions and moved motions through to try and send a message to Albany, but it doesn't always land, and frankly, it usually doesn't really pan out in the way that you guys probably hope.
Right.
But what are the things that you guys need to keep doing to at least, you know, make sure that the voice is still there and that you guys are being heard by not only our regional representatives in Assembly and Senate, but those in Albany who are ultimately making more decisions, the downstate reps.
You just have to, you know, you have to keep throwing things at the wall because the mud's going to stick once in a while. And if you don't, if they don't hear from you, they're going to ignore you the few times you do try to do something. So I think you just keep sending resolutions, keep hoping for the best, and the more people we can get behind us when we send resolutions, you know, phone calls to Albany can make a huge difference. If we send a resolution, somebody sees the county's done something down there, people need to call up their legislators or somebody and tell them, you know, well, this needs to go through. We need this in Seneca County. It's very important. So I think resolutions and follow-up by people making phone calls is the answer.
And DeLago Resort and Casino, of course, has been one of the biggest economic development wins, I guess you'd say, for Seneca in the last 5 or 6 years. Obviously, some changes and shifts out there, but it doesn't appear like anything major is going to be changing at the casino. Does it feel like the Board of Supervisors at this point are comfortable with the way things are going? Obviously, sales tax revenue and bed taxes are both up. Does that leave you guys comfortable heading into the next 2 years?
Yes. Yeah, I think the budget we're working on for this fall, Mitch Rowe, the county manager, you know, we've seen, I think sales taxes are up $1.6 million at this point for the year. And a lot of that comes from the north end, plus the tourism that comes to the wineries in the county. So I think we're very comfortable with that. There's going to be an expansion. I think there's going to be another gas station put on the west side of 414 up there. So that area will continue to grow, and that'll benefit all Seneca County.
And when you first took office, one of the issues that was still being discussed and debated was the county's employees, and the question sort of broadly, are they well taken care of? The turnover, how is that affecting the way the county's operating? In those 2 years, do you feel better now about the way the county is taking care of its employees versus when you first came on board?
I do. The new county manager is more hands-on with them. But then again, as a supervisor, I don't think my job is to know all the county employees. I want to be sort of like a manager. I want our county manager to come to us at the board meetings, tell us this is what needs doing, and then we either act on it or we don't act on it. And I think he has a good relationship with the employees of the county, and things have really improved in the last year.
Has Mitch, obviously you're talking about Mitch Rowe, how much of an asset has he been for you guys over the last 12 months as you've moved through what could have been very uncertain times?
He's done an excellent job as far as I'm concerned. He answers our questions. I knew Mitch. I was on the IDA a few years back, and Mitch was serving on there at the same time. I didn't know him real well at that time, so I had sort of a connection there with him. But he's come in. He's made everything smooth. He answers our questions. If he doesn't have the answer right away, he follows up and gets back to us with an email or a text or phone call. He's been very, very good, and I hope we can keep him for a long time. I don't know that because at first he was interim, but now that name has changed, so yeah. I hope he stays for a long time.
One of the environmental issues that pops up, of course, the landfill is always going to be an issue. We aren't going to focus on that in this conversation because it is a town issue, and while you are representing Seneca Falls and voters in Seneca Falls will be casting ballots for you or for your opponents, it's not an issue that the county really has any political say in at the moment. So I do want to talk about the HABs problem, the harmful algal blooms. There has been plenty of headlines over the last 2 to 3 months. More blooms spotted, more confirmed blooms. It seems to be more. You are one of the few supervisors on the board currently that has put quite a bit of emphasis and discussion on this topic and been asking some questions. Walk us through what you sort of see as what the board's role needs to be over the next 2 years in dealing with the HABs issue specifically.
We need to keep an open mind because we had a meeting in Overdale a week ago, I think it was, with a lot of input from some local people. We need to keep an open mind. Nobody really knows where that stuff is coming from. I mean, a lot of the blame as agriculture. We hear a lot of it's our problem, but they have the blooms in the Adirondacks where there's no agriculture around those lakes at all. They have just as many blooms up there. So we need to keep doing the testing. I appreciate all the people that live along the lake that are doing the testing, sending in the samples. We need to continue with that, and hopefully we can figure out what the connection is. Where is this stuff coming from? How do we stop it? If it's agriculture, fine. Agriculture is willing to make changes. We're more than willing to do whatever it takes because we know a lot of people depend on those lakes. If it's sewer systems from cottages, we need to fix that. Maybe that's where our sewer needs to be concentrated in this county, on the lakeside, so we can get those people off of septic systems. I just don't know, but we need to keep an open mind, and we need to continue to do testing. That's very important as far as I'm concerned.
And you mentioned the cottages along the lake, and you mentioned when you talk about the lakes, it's pretty difficult not to think about the growth in the last 2 to 3 years of vacation rentals. Airbnb, it's something that the board has every now and then dipped their toe in as far as the discussion goes, and then it seems they draw right back out of it, and they're not having it. That said, there are some supervisors, particularly in the middle of the county, who are very passionate about it. So I guess my question to you is, what do you see the county doing over the next year? What do you see as far as the will goes of the county? Is it going to be more of this non-action and let it sort of act on its own rather than necessarily get involved in a specific way?
Personally, I'd rather see the towns deal with it. I mean, I don't think the county, we have enough stuff going on at the county level that we maybe don't need to get involved in that right now. So I would prefer that the towns took care of it, which they seem to be doing. I think Fayette's been doing a lot of work on it. So maybe we need to use them as an example to say yes or no to more of the towns doing that. So that would be my preference, that the towns continue and not the county.
And my last question for you is a pretty broad one, but one that I think is important to talk about. For those who might listen to this or see you and see your name and mm-hmm. think he is representing ag and he is not representing me, if you are not a farmer, pitch yourself to every voter in Seneca Falls and Seneca County for that matter. And what you want to do over the next 2 years.
You know, I do represent all of the county, but I am elected by the people in Seneca Falls. You know, when I first got elected there, I think I got almost 100 emails in the first month after being elected. And that stopped, and I don't know whether it's because I'm doing a good job or they didn't like my answers, because I tried to answer all the ones that they did come to me. Yeah. So I'm not sure what the answer is. And, you know, and if people decide to vote for somebody else, they don't feel I'm doing a good job, that's fine. I've got a full-time job at the farm, and I enjoy farming. I would never do anything else. My whole family, I think I'm the fourth generation that's been farmers in different parts of the country. We farmed outside Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, and then we went to Florida for a few years and farmed there, and then we had a farm in Delaware for a time. Now we're in New York, and I've lived the longest time of my life here in New York than I did any other place, and I enjoy it here. But I will continue to farm, and if people choose to have me be a supervisor, I'll continue to do the best job I can there, but there's no guarantees. I'm not sure I can please all the people all the time, so I do the best I can.
Supervisor, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.